Everyone's back to the political games in D.C. and Lansing now that lawmakers are back from the annual Mackinac Island Policy Conference.
Get back. We'll get back. Get back to where you once belonged.
Where one of the agenda items on the to-do list was political civility. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
It was restoring civility to politics, to be exact.
In a speech to business and political leaders at the conference, Governor Rick Snyder called the tone of political rhetoric in the U.S. a national crisis.
I view this as probably the largest threat to our country.
Snyder's complaint is that the current environment gets in the way of practical problem solving.
That's an exercise that requires people to meet in the middle, not just to find common ground, but also to actually compromise.
So, the heat of the last election cycle elevated this issue to command the attention of the state's business and political leaders. But really, this isn't something that just emerged last year.
Or even in the last couple of years.
Frances Lee is a political science professor at the University of Maryland. She's written papers and a book on the subject. She says the competition for control in legislatures buries compromise.
Close competition creates certain incentives that make it hard to pursue bipartisan strategies in legislating. It reduces the incentives to do that.
She says party caucuses that see control of either the House or the Senate or both within reach, they're just less likely to cooperate and compromise.
As the search for win-win deals gives way to a fight for I win, you lose conclusions. Call it the rule of the whole enchilada.
And Lee says in Michigan right now, state government is actually more polarized than in Congress.
In Congress until the 1980s and in Michigan really until the 1990s, Democratic control was kind of a given. In Michigan, that was mostly true in the state house. As every election, though, became a battle for control, cooperation became tougher and tougher.
Right. Caucus leaders became more invested in partisan victories than policy victories.
And that has an effect on how problems get solved. Remember, Zoe, President Bill Clinton and triangulation?
This is the idea that Clinton would borrow from both the right and the left to present solutions from the center.
So apply the logic of triangulation to today's Michigan legislature. Democrats in the minority have a political need to show the Republicans as failures.
While Republicans, who actually have the most to gain from bipartisanship, also have an incentive to sow fear over what might happen should the Democrats win control. So they are in no position to court Democrats with compromises.
So Professor Frances Lee says, on the other hand, when one party has a solid, nearly permanent majority, well, legislators in the minority have an interest in bargaining to get something.
And the majority has an interest in showing it can govern with buy-in from the minority party.
Which brings us back to Rick Snyder, a Republican who sent signals he'd like to govern from the center, but he has to bargain with Republicans who have no interest in having Democrats at the table, and Democrats who have no stake in Republican successes.
I'm winning. I'm winning.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.